Again, 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Go!
Brohas!
Brohas! Brohas!
Why didn't we spell it
with
this
is
J.
Brennan, huh?
Why didn't we spell it with a J?
Because it's not Johas. Brojas? Oh, yeah, that's right.
We're close enough to Mexico.
Well, Brohas is cool. We were gonna go for Huskers 3, but
we can pull that off.
Yeah. Wait, this is Brennan. Brennan for credit.
This is Jennifer. Hi, everybody. It's Taryn.
This is Jeff.
This is Brandon.
And my name's Angie, and we're the Brohas, and we're going to talk about physics right now for a while.
Yeah.
So bear with us.
What? Oh, okay. So basically our question that we're going to be answering is, what is mass? What is it? I don't know.
What is it, friend?
Well, I learned in high school that it's the stuff you're made of. Is that weight? No. When you wake up in the morning, do you look at the scale and it says, whatever number, is that your mass? No. Does your mass change on the moon?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No?
Your weight changes on the moon, not your mass.
This is a great conversation.
But what is mass? I'm going to pass it over here and we're going to talk about, what's it called?
Mass.
The Higgs boson, which Tony seems to be so stoked about all the time.
Okay, first of all, mass is defined in college physics as being the quantitative measure of inertia in the physical quantity.
And also, if we look at Newton's second law, we can define mass as force over acceleration.
Mass characterizes the inertial properties of an object. So mass is what keeps China on the table or us not falling through the chair, things like that. And it keeps, or the greater the mass, the greater the force needed to cause a given acceleration. This means, to what I just said, F equals ma, so the more mass you have, the more force you have to put on an object.
That's good. That means it's good.
Two terms that are often misused in everyday life are mass and weight. Weight is actually the force exerted on an object by the gravitational pull on the Earth. So technically, when you get up in the morning and you look on the scale, it doesn't really matter. This is why we go into the question of Higgs boson and the hypothesized theory about that.
Okay, so one of the most frequently asked questions in physics is what exactly determines your mass? And this is something that scientists at CERN are trying to figure out. They're trying to find something called the Higgs boson, which is a missing particle or link to figure out what determines mass. And the idea that they've come up with is kind of counterintuitive because it says that other particles actually contribute to the particle's mass. So basically, for an example that's kind of lame, it's like when a really popular person enters a room, they're talked to by a lot of people, so they can't move through this room full of people as quickly as someone who's not as popular because they have to stop and talk to everyone. So their momentum, I guess, going through the room is kind of inhibited by all these other particles. So that's the idea behind the Higgs boson particle. It's called the clustering effect, and it was postulated by Peter Higgs in 1960. So what it basically says is there's an electromagnetic field which affects particles that move through it. So this can alter the particle's mass, I guess, when it goes through it, something like that. I don't really get it, but that's what the Higgs boson is.
CERN is
going to
find it, like they're going to smash a bunch of particles together. He talked about it in the class, so.
Okay, but so does that mean that, like, if something is happening on one side of the universe, the opposite is happening on the other side of the universe, if it's all affecting in the same lattice network?
I have no idea what this is.
Not necessarily. It's like the person going through the crowd, like the particles moving through this lattice work, but the other particles around it are affecting it in a way, like it's, they're affecting its mass, and they're altering it, meaning other particles alter, the other particles have an effect on someone's mass, you know what I mean? Like, my mass isn't determined just by me, it's determined by everybody else too.
Okay.
That's what it's saying. So, once again, how do you determine mass? Like, that's the question. That's why it's so confusing. That's why physicists are, they think there's a missing link or a missing particle. That's why.
Oh, okay.
So, it's confusing.
You're not going to talk.
So to look for the particle, researchers must smash other particles together at very high speeds. If the energy from that collision is high enough, it is converted into smaller bits of matter, particles, one of which could be the Higgs boson. The Higgs will only last for a small fraction of a second and then decay into other particles. So in order to tell whether the Higgs appeared in the collision, researchers look for evidence of what it would have decayed into.
All right, so basically, what do we all think about this now that we've basically defined mass and Higgs boson?
Well, when we determine what mass is, it's weird, first of all, that we don't know what it is, because it's one of the basic fundamental laws in physics, I guess, that force equals mass times acceleration, and yet we don't even really know what mass is. But it's there, and we calculate it all the time.
Right, so like, how did Newton even make up these equations years ago, and we don't even have M, it's just like a letter, pretty much.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting that something that fundamental would be such a big deal still. Today, 2006.
Right. And like, what do you guys think about the experiment that they're gonna do?
I want to know why they shut down CERN for 5 years.
That's true.
Why we couldn't do it for 5 years.
That's true.
Just a delay.
Bunch of new questions, new answers. Once they found it.
Yeah. So hopefully CERN research goes well soon. And we can figure out what the Higgs boson is and answer a lot of questions that we've had about mass.
Yep. Answer the biggest fundamental question of physics, what is mass?
What is mass?